Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our
planet Earth. Hey, we finish each other's sentences, if you haven't noticed.
And welcome to our show. Welcome to Being Here.
It is our style.
And it is our pleasure to be here with you.
Our lifestyle.
What, being?
To answer each other, to finish each other's sentences.
Luckily, we're going to finish them out loud for you. We generally talk half sentences. We're somehow on the same wavelength.
Right. We sort of see alike. I should get closer to the mic?
Yeah, get closer to me.
Okay.
Yes.
This could get dangerous. Good morning, everybody.
You know, especially since the show is called Just Relax. I'm not sure how relaxing that is.
Well,
it's very good, actually.
Yes.
You know, it's a challenge for most people, given how busy our days are, to not try and get somewhere.
Let's talk about a few things. First thing let's talk about is listening. See, if you actually listen to hear what's being said and slow yourself down enough so you can hear what somebody is saying from their point of view, if you do that, it will naturally start to relax you. You know, when you slow down enough to hear what another person's saying and step outside the franticity of your own drive to get done what you think you need to get done in every moment, then suddenly you start to slip into the current moment of your life. And that's where the magic happens. And, you know, and magic is a funny word that people give me a lot of grief about using. But I think it's really magical when just by bringing your awareness and attention to something without trying to influence the outcome, things get easier and simpler and more fun, and life becomes more satisfying. I consider that magic. Anyway, that's my bit.
You know, as you were saying that, Shia, I realized that in Cambridge, England, in the beginning of July, we're doing the Art of Relating course.
Yes.
And you and I watched our Premium Excellence Club video this morning, which is a video subscription series where people subscribe for a year and get, amongst other things, a video each week in their inbox. And our week conspired that today was the day that we watched it. And it was really about being intimate without having to manipulate to have that result. And when we watched Colleen, who was the star of the video, talk about what happened for her when she just relaxed and stopped trying to push to get somewhere, how the relationship between her and her husband became instantaneously intimate and profound and moving. And
she didn't do anything to produce that.
So that's a possibility today, that simply by listening, rather than manipulating yourself to be some way or to get somewhere or even to get value from the show, but simply by being here and just relaxing, your life can, to borrow a word from Shia, turn magical.
Transform.
And
in an instant. The idea of working hard to get to what you think you need may be erroneous. It may just be the culture that we were raised in that thought if you didn't struggle and effort and suffer, there was no reward at the far end. What if this moment is the far end and there's no place to get to? And all it really takes is to slow down enough to be where you are to discover your own satisfaction and well-being.
And of course, listening is such an incredible key tool to slowing down and relaxing, because when you're really listening, and when I'm talking listening, I'm talking not focused listening where you're clamping down and trying to parse out the important parts of what's being said or what's happening around you, but really relaxing and hearing fully what another person has to say from his or her perspective, not to check and see the details and fact check it, but simply to hear it, it pulls you into the moment and your life transforms as a result.
Just by getting into the moment, your life transforms.
I want to take a moment to have a shout out to Principal Julie at HSLI and her talented teachers, many of
whom. That's in the Bronx, New York.
Many of whom came, or several of whom came to our last course in New York City. We were able to go to the Bronx to do our consulting session with them yesterday. And it is remarkable to see the effect listening has had on people being also direct in their communications.
And more effective in their teaching.
It was fun. I actually walked by the classroom of one of the individuals who had been in the course, and just the snapshot of seeing that person as I walked by.
Was it a man?
Yeah.
I know the one you mean, because I saw the same thing. He was relaxed, and he was attentive, and his class was attentive. It was like something had shifted in his essence that became magnetic in the effect that it had on the kids. It pulled them along into his way of looking. It was beautiful.
Here's a concept for all of you, or something to look at. It is entirely possible to be relaxed and fully engaged at the same time. Relaxed is not a laid-back position. It is centered.
It is proactive.
It is proactive.
Right. It's not like you're checking out and going on vacation. It's your being here. Now, interestingly enough, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We do not try to change or fix people. Our approach is not based in history. So what's happened in your past does not in any way need to affect how your life is showing up in the current moment. Our approach is not problem solution oriented. Did I say that?
No.
Well,
but
yeah,
it isn't.
It isn't. It is really about discovering how to access and live in the current moment of your life. That's all it takes to discover how to be enlightened.
We have a caller from England. Shall we take her?
Oh, we should keep. Yeah, we shouldn't keep her waiting.
Carla, are you with us?
I'm here. Yes. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi.
Hi, Carla. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Excellent. You know, we were just speaking about you this morning before we
got on the radio show.
Yeah, with Mena, and how excited we are that you're coming to Cambridge for The Art of Relating.
Yay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's not long now.
It isn't long. So what can we do for you?
Well, I have a question about writing an internet dating profile.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's a transformational way of approaching it.
I have a great one. It just came to me in an instant, a flash. Have Mena write it for you.
Oh.
See, she can see you without your self-imposed limitations. She can see the great lady that you are and all those amazing attributes you have, that when I say the word great lady, you cringe a little bit, or amazing attributes, you say, oh, I don't have any. Or at least not that.
Exactly.
So I would let somebody who knows you write a little snapshot of who they think you are and your attributes, and that could be your dating profile.
That's a brilliant idea. Mena's a brilliant writer, so. Perfect. You know, I could get her to choose my photographs as well, come to think of it.
There you go. And for those of you who don't necessarily have the individual Mena as a resource, it's really a great thing. I can't tell you how many of my friends' profiles I've either written or edited. And I regularly, and Shia regularly encourage people to show things to their friends because, you know, you often are...
The things we're talking about are written articles.
Yeah, your written profile.
Right.
Show those profiles to your friends before posting because you often forget things that are things that, or underestimate attributes that your friends regularly see and really appreciate about you. And the second way to go about it is to write it as if you, you know, sit down and pretend you're Mena or pretend you're me or pretend you're one of your friends. And if one of my friends was sitting here, what would they say about me? Sometimes having that little bit of distance has you be less self-conscious. Now, we may have lost her, but chances are she'll call back in. But, you know, it also occurs to me to... people who are writing dating profiles, for instance, or writing anything, they get tense since the show's
right,
about relaxing.
Relax, right.
And they're trying to write the finished product rather than to just express yourself and then come back and see what pieces are usable.
Yeah, don't try to edit what you're writing whilst you're writing because that never works. And the idea of relaxing into it is really a good one. See, if you don't worry about the outcome, and that's the thing. We've all been trained to worry about the outcome, like to try to succeed rather than just to express ourselves, you know? If you relax and express yourself rather than try to manipulate somebody into liking you, you'll probably do much better. Like that video you talked about when Colleen tried to manipulate her husband to get what she wanted, he would provide it, but there was always a feeling that it wasn't quite what she wanted, or
that it wasn't wholehearted, even if it was on his part.
Right.
And so
she had to ask in the first place.
So there's something about relaxing into being you rather than trying to manipulate to get someone to like you or to appreciate you or to be something, you know, to do something that you want. And I do think that is a big challenge on dating profiles, for instance, because people forget you're not just expressing, hey, this is who I am. Most people are trying to say, how do I write this to get people?
They think better of me than I think of me.
Or so that they will click on the link and want to be with me. Well, that's just because most of us totally underestimate ourselves.
Right.
And, you know, we have these ideas about ourselves that are limiting, or they're old ideas, or we think nobody would want to date me. And then let's talk about those three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Well, if you resist those ideas about yourself, those negative or less than excellent ideas about yourself, you're going to keep them around because anything you resist persists, it grows stronger, and it will follow you around through life and dominate your life. So if there was one thing that went wrong at work yesterday, that would be the one thing you'd worry about during the course of your evening, even after you left work. You would disregard those 10 things that went well.
Yeah. Same in writing a dating profile, just as using an example. If you have one thing you think is a lesser thing, you know, the one thing you're going to be worried about is the thing that you beat on yourself about.
But you know what else is funny? When you really don't like some aspect of yourself, you request other people not to like that about you too, or at least to see it.
That is so true.
In any event, the second idea or principle of instantaneous transformation is that life shows up exactly as it does in the current moment. So your life is showing up perfectly in this moment. There is nothing wrong with the way your life is, except perhaps your interpretation based on your cultural background or cultural download, which says what's good and what's bad and what's right and what's wrong. And the third principle is if you just notice how you're being without making yourself wrong or right for what you see, without judging yourself, that which you see is complete. It completes itself in an instant. It's not like you have to keep working on things to get them to turn out. They already have. See, that's the truth. Our life has turned out already in this moment exactly and only as it could be and has. And if you allow yourself to see the perfection of this moment, well, then life becomes a relaxing event rather than an urgency to get somewhere else better or different than what you think you have.
Let's take our next caller.
Okay.
Rita from Switzerland. You with us?
Yes. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shaya.
Hi, Rita.
I have a question about relaxing.
What is your question?
Sorry?
What is your question?
About relaxing.
I have no problem to be relaxed when I'm working as a teacher or when I'm standing in front of people, but I play a music instrument. It's a typical Swiss instrument. It's like a little accordion. And every time I play in front of people, friends, or when I have a little concert, I'm so nervous and I make a lot of mistakes and I'm lost.
Yeah, that happens, you know, when you put your attention on you and how you're doing and forget to take care of the people around you, that's when those things happen.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's not a big deal, Rita. I'm sending Ariel off to find something out for a moment because I have an idea about you and for you. But are you currently planning to come to Cambridge?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Will you please bring your little accordion?
Yeah, please.
Oh. Oh, that might be, I don't know if it's a good idea.
Well, bring it, and then you have options.
Yeah, bring it. And if you don't want to, we won't make you, I promise. But I think that you are so much better than you think you are. See, I know you. I find you to be one of the loveliest people I've ever met. You think that I'm just saying that. But I don't say anything I don't mean.
You know what might be interesting, just as a game?
Are you still with us, Rita?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'd like to talk to you a little more about this, but one thing is we need to go to a break. So can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, sure.
Excellent.
We'll be back with Rita, so come on back.
And don't miss Being Here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. this moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, you are welcome to call in with a question. We are live today, so it doesn't matter if we've never met you or...
If we know you for a long time.
Yeah, feel free.
New York City, Art of Being Happy. That's the next workshop we're doing. You know, New York City in June is very... Very nice place to come visit. I was going to say cool, but sometimes it's hot, so I didn't want to say cool. But it's a cool place to be in the vernacular.
Yes.
Yes. And so that's June 5th, 6th, and 7th. And what do I have to say about the art of being happy? Being happy is an art, and you get better and better at it with practice. And...
You can find out more about it on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. In fact, the video this month is also about being happy. So, yeah, go check it out. It's really sweet. You'll see a lot of people in the community and their experience of transformation and being happy. And since we've been speaking to Rita and Carla about
Cambridge, well, we should give you the dates. It's July 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
Are you still with us, Rita?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good.
I have a feeling that when you teach or stand up in front of people in general, there's still some attention on yourself, but for some reason, having your instrument in your hand puts more attention on how you're doing, how it's sounding, whether or not it's looking good. And I would not focus on that as an issue. I would look at seeing how expressive you can be everywhere else in your life between now and when we see you next. And I would not be at all surprised if the playing takes care of itself.
Okay.
All you have to do is relax. Just relax. Oh, and don't think of it between now and then either.
Yeah.
Because you'll just worry yourself over nothing.
Yeah, because as Shai says, if you don't want to play it, you don't have to play it. But if you bring it, then you have options.
Okay.
Besides, I've never seen this. You could show us how it's done. I think it would be super cool to see an instrument I've never seen before.
I think it's like a little concertina.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm looking forward.
We're looking forward.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, and I'll tell you something. You have a little fact checker in there, or a person checker in there, or a governor in there. I can hear it when you answer us. There's just this little gap.
Hesitation.
And the hesitation is the cap you have over top of yourself and your self-expression. So I'd express yourself everywhere. I'd in fact, if you have friends who you think might like to come with you to Cambridge, invite them. If you want to, you found a new restaurant that you like, tell people about it. You know, start expressing yourself. And it should be interesting to see what happens. I think everything's going to get more relaxed.
Yes, yes, that's right. That hesitation, I can feel also in front of people or in expressing myself. Yeah.
Yeah. So have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's great.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. Carla, I believe, has called back in because her connection dropped. So we'll go back to her. Thank you so much for calling today, Rita.
Thank you. Have a nice time. See you
again.
Thank you. You too. See you soon.
Bye. Thank you.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. I'm here. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
No worries. So I don't know if you heard what we said to you when you left, but really it's about grabbing other people's perspective and not trying to manipulate people into dating you. It's really about putting out a profile that's just expressive, that says who you are.
Yeah, and there's people out there who are looking for women like you.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you talked about the Premium Excellence Club video that came out this week while I lost my connection, but you were talking about manipulation in that most recent video in your subscription series of videos. And I just thought, yes, it really did come to mind, this idea about whether it, you know, how manipulative it is to sort of choose certain types of photos where you look your best, or, you know, writing a profile that tries to sell yourself in some way. And it's lovely to just relax about it and just, yeah, especially to have Mena write it for me. That's just perfect.
Well, I would not pick photos that do not show you at your best.
I think photos where you look your best are probably how people see you mainly anyway.
Oh, okay, right.
Because when you look at yourself in the mirror,
you look at your flaws, what you think is wrong with you.
Yes.
I was reading a book recently, and it was a fiction. And the character who was speaking was talking about how, you know, when you go to a children's game, like a football game or racquetball or whatever, that, not racquetball, but like baseball or soccer, lacrosse, that you're supposed to be watching the game, but each parent is like keyed in only on their kid, really. You're looking for what you're tuned in on. And I know the same thing is true. When you look in the mirror, you're not looking at the whole game. You're not looking at you. You're looking at through your conversation about yourself.
Yes,
and yes, by the way, we did talk about the Premium Excellence Club video and how beautiful it was this month. This week, while you were gone, and how when you let go of manipulating, life unfolds quite beautifully.
All it takes is relaxing a little bit and realizing that you are indeed perfect in the current moment.
From what you said, I just want to comment that there's nothing wrong with selling yourself.
Right. Okay.
I mean, that comes across a little funny, but, you know, in a bigger perspective. But, you know, there may be things you wouldn't put in because you feel that it's selling you. But one thing we said that you missed is don't write a profile that's complete. Express yourself and then see what you want to use in it. So you're concerned about whether it's too selly or whether it's the wrong approach or how to express yourself. You're now prepared to just chuck it over to Mena rather than to start with something and see where she takes it. I would just go for it, not thinking anybody's ever going to read it, and you may be surprised how good it is.
Wow.
And then you pass it over to a friend of yours.
Cool.
Excellent.
Sounds fun as well.
Yeah, fun. Fun is a good thing.
Yay.
Hey, thanks for calling, and thanks for calling back, too.
Thank you for having me twice. That's so wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have another caller.
So we'll take her.
Anne?
Yes?
Hello?
Hi, Anne. Where are you today?
I'm good. I took the day off, but I have my agenda. I'm a person that always has an agenda. So, relaxing is something that I need to work on. It seems like the only time when I relax is if I'm eating a pint of ice cream or a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream or
Do you actually
something
eat a
like
whole
that.
Pint at the same time?
What?
Do you actually eat a whole pint at the same time?
I try not to eat the whole thing, but I've done it. It's hard.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, really.
Where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Mission, Kansas.
Mission. Ah, no wonder you're on a mission. Agendas, mission, agendas, they're similar.
What can we do for you?
Well, I think just talking, getting your outlook on, for example, today, I took the day off, but I plan to go, I plan to see my son who's in a treatment facility because he's battling with addiction. And So I have that, and then after that, I signed up for a class, and then I thought today, why did you sign up for that class? Now you don't have any free time. I was already stressed out about the day, and it's supposed to be a day off. And a lot of times my day off turn out like that because
can I stop you, please?
Yes.
Because there are some nice things you're saying here. You know, if you would have, I know you gave yourself a day off. And then you have all these things that fill your day. But
right.
I catch in the way you're saying it that you are victimizing yourself with what you have to do as though isn't your idea.
And it is my idea. It's what I choose.
I know it's your idea, but the way you're going about it...
It's going to create stress.
Right.
Right. So... relaxing to that it was the right decision, that I'm using my time the best I could use it and enjoy it, that I have the opportunity to go see my son and enjoy what I've set out for myself. Right.
Yeah, but in a way, look, if you relax a little bit, and you don't have to do your day right.
In fact, what you said is a setup for stress, and I'll tell you why. Because you said, I'll go about it as if it's the best way I could spend my day. Best, worst.
I don't know.
Still through a judgment system.
Right.
You know, it's about, hey, this is what's on my schedule, and I'm going to do it. Like it's my idea.
And don't have expectations about or judgment about if I'm doing it the right way.
True.
Is that what you're saying?
Or notice your judgments about what
or expectations, because you're going to have judgments and you're going to have expectations. See, we're not trying to get you to be the perfect you. You already are already. But the perfect you may include and usually does include self-judgments and, where you beat on yourself the things that you think should be different than they are, or you should have done it differently, or you should have said it differently. Look, you can second guess yourself to death. It will not stop. Your mind is a machine that second guesses you. Now, that's okay if you don't resist it and just notice, oh, look, I'm second guessing myself. If you don't make yourself wrong for it, it's over. Just the seeing is enough to resolve it.
Okay.
Now, I just want to talk about your visit to your son in rehab for a moment, because I believe there's a way to approach it that will have it be a lot more relaxing for you and can be quite lovely. You know, okay. Clearly people are in rehab because they're trying to get somewhere. They're trying to overcome their addiction, or they're trying to get enough control back in their life that when they leave the rehab facility that they don't go back to whatever their substance of choice is or the habit that was debilitating.
Right.
Right. And those people also are battling that addiction where the addiction is always saying, oh, so they're not even sure if that's what they want, because so many times they come out of rehab and then they use as soon as they get out.
Correct. So you're going there and you're going to be going into this work on yourself facility
environment.
And it's very easy for you to get swept up away in that, where you think you have to be a certain way, or you question, you know, what can I do? How can I be to make it better and more effective for my son? Rather than just relaxing and knowing that your gift is your presence for X amount of time.
Yeah. If you're just being there and listening when he speaks without trying to fix him or change him in any way, but just hear what he has to say, that will be the gift. And that will make your day a lot easier. But if you have an idea about how it ought to turn out or how it should be, you're going to get into trouble.
Right.
Because
they're so tired of hearing that, of people trying to fix them.
Yes.
And they just want to, they don't want to hear it.
You know,
a typical kid that doesn't want to hear your parent anymore nagging.
Right.
Absolutely. If I go back to this video that we were talking about with Colleen, one of the things is that she was always manipulating to get what she thought she wanted. So in this case, of course, what you think you want, or what you indeed do want, is your son to be free of the clutches of the addiction and to live a happy life. So it's not about getting rid of those preferences. It's about recognizing you have them and, in a certain respect, setting them aside and simply being there, not trying to accomplish anything. It's about being where you are, simply to be where you are, not to have any outcome at the other end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you
that's
came to a weekend of ours, and that's all we do in our weekends, is we are willing to be with each other without going for an outcome at the other end.
Like, not trying to produce what we think is what we want. And what I mean by that is, you know, all our outcomes have been socially or culturally programmed into us about what's better.
That's what one of my stories is. It's been, that's why it's so hard for me to just sit still and be, because I've learned those behaviors.
Well, so what? I learned them too. It would help to start by listening when I'm talking, because you jumped in right in the middle of a sentence.
Okay.
So that's good. That's not bad. I'm not.
Love that.
That's a good thing, because that'll give you an idea of what's going to happen when you're with your son. Because if he's talking about something, mm-hmm. you may have an idea that you think you should say something. Bite your tongue. Slow down. Close your mouth and listen. Use those ears. That's what God gave you them for.
We like to watch Judge Judy. She often says, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason.
you shouldn't twice as much as you talk.
Right. I think that the family, my son, me as a mother, and his dad, we could use more of that. That's what, of the ears, using our ears more than our mouth and our tongue.
Well, that's true for just about everyone, Carl. And you know, we have to go to a break.
And we have more to say on this. We have some really cool ideas for you. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Awesome. We'll be back shortly, everybody.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. By the way, those of you in the New York City area, just a reminder, next Monday is a holiday, so we'll be back on Monday, June 1st, and we're playing a game, Bring a Friend, or five. To the evening. So looking forward to seeing you and your friend on Monday, June 1st. Also, as we mentioned, we have the New York and the Cambridge courses coming up. You can find out more about everything we're doing at TransformationMadeEasy.com. Also, just a reminder, Costa Rica is filling up, and you are invited if you'd like to go with us in January of next year.
When it's cold in the Northern Hemisphere.
To do an immersion course into the brilliance of being you. Come join us in Costa Rica. All right. You still with us, Anne?
Yes.
Excellent. You know, I have a feeling that you've been trained, like most of us, to be really responsible. And responsibility includes a lot of doing. And something you just said about, listening is something that my whole family, me, my son, my husband, you know, like that we could all use. Our approach is about awareness, a non-judgmental seeing. And of course you look and see what might benefit your son, for instance, but more, it's looking at yourself without judging what you see, getting interested in how you listen. It can translate without you having to teach him how to be a better him. If you listen, magic can happen.
You know, we had a fellow come two Monday nights ago, and he was talking about the difference that has happened in his family. He was sitting with his two daughters, they're twins, and they were talking about how much they like him more since he's been attending our workshops. And they don't know that he's been attending our workshops, but since that period of time that he's been coming, he's learned to listen to them. And at first, he said, I thought it was indulgent to give myself this workshop because it cost money and time that I could have spent with my kids. But in retrospect, he saw that his taking care of himself wasn't selfish, but was selfless because it gave him the ability to really be with his kids when he was with them. And I suggest that when you're with your son, you just allow yourself to be there rather than try to help him in any way. He will not take your advice. Children don't take their parents' advice.
Until you
become an example of someone who is well in themselves, that he sees it. Not that you do it for him to see it, but where your life just becomes an example, a model of well-being.
You know, I find, for instance, when we give advice to our kids, we don't give advice to our kids. We often will say, hey, you know, this is what works for me. And I remember when our son was battling with smoking, and Shia didn't say, hey, don't smoke. It's not bad for you. I mean, it's not good for you. It's bad for you. He said, oh, I remember when I used to smoke, I got a lot of headaches. It was just really, you know, I did it, but and my throat was rough. And you share my genetics. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens for you. And he outlined the negative things that happened for him. And our son was like, yeah, that happened for me. And very shortly thereafter, he quit. Shia never told him to quit. He just demonstrated, you know, he didn't have a preference for him. It's his life. And we honor that it's his life. And we put our wants aside.
Yes. I think my son is aware that I'm different than I used to be. And just being associated with your community, it's all, you know, it sinks in a different way to approach life.
Well, you've just started. You've just scratched the surface of magic. I promise you there's more. It's instantaneous and it's cumulative.
And I see it. I see it. I have two voices, one that is the critical one and one that's the good one. And then sometimes when I'm listening to your shows, I see, oh, I've done that. You know, the good voice is recognizing it. So,
what if you're neither the good voice nor the bad voice,
and you,
but the one who listens to both?
You know, one other thing regarding day off. I have two types of day off, and I get real clear with myself before I do it. I know we have another caller holding, but I gotta say this. I have the quote day off, which is type like you're talking about, where actually you take a day away from your normal routine to actually accomplish a bunch of things that are on your list. So I don't really think of those as day quote off. I think of those as I don't have a term for them, but I'm really clear when I'm scheduling that type of day. Then there's another day off. When I schedule that, I make a deal with myself. On this day, I'm not scheduling anything for myself, and I'm only going to do things, unless I feel like it, I'm only going to do things that I consider fun. And if it's not fun, I don't do it. And sometimes on those days off, I'll be like, oh, I want to go check my emails, because in that moment, it's fun.
Okay.
But I don't make myself answer anything I don't want to, because it's not fun. And if 10 minutes of weeding the garden is not a chore, but something fun, I go do that. I allow myself to only do what's fun. And sometimes it's surprising what I get accomplished.
Yes,
I
approach my next day off that way. And giving my son is fun. It's going to be fun. And I want to. I love it.
Good.
It is fun.
Good. Well, enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and thanks for calling in today. Really a treat speaking with you.
Yes, thank you.
It's wonderful. I appreciate it. It's been a great experience.
Great, and we hope to see you in New York again sometime soon.
Thank you. I'll see you in Costa Rica for sure.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have Joran calling in from Germany, Hamburg, Germany.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to speak with you.
Yes, nice to talk to you.
What can we do for you, Joran?
I've been thinking about this theme, relaxing, in relationship to what I'm, or how I'm going about my work as a music teacher, and a lot of tasks that I want to get accomplished, like cleaning up like all my belongings that I had dumped at my parents' house, cleaning up my email program. There's many things that had been pulling on me over years, and actually I've been doing a lot of them in the past months and years also. And regarding to my job and to advertising it, I have a new feeling of that I want to show myself, that I want to show myself as a music teacher, or also in another area I want to show myself in dating. And but sometimes I seem a little overwhelmed, or I get up very early in the morning, go running, and do all these things. And my question is, how can I go about it so that it's not so much like you have to do this and this and this and this to be successful, but be relaxed throughout all those activities and all the day?
When you run, do you run to get somewhere, or do you run so that at the end you'll have exercised, or do you run and really get into the experience of the movement of your body?
I know all of these. The thing I like about running is to the feeling I get afterwards from the blood circulating and feeling more fit for this day that I set myself to do.
Your approach is cool, your answer, because you're approaching running similarly to this question. Are you planning on running tomorrow morning? Few days?
Yes, tomorrow.
Good. There's one of my favorite games. I don't tend to run, I tend to walk. But one of my games when walking, one of my favorite things is, how can I move with the most speed while at the same time not trying to get somewhere, get it over with, and while being relaxed, so that if somebody were to look at me, they wouldn't see me pushing or pressing or... I like to see how relaxed I can be and how in motion I can be at the same time. And if you play that rather than I looking forward to how I'll feel when I get it over with, you're going to have your answer for how to approach
all those other things. See, getting things, you know, you said something earlier about overwhelm too. And you know, that's when you look at all the lists you've got to do and doesn't seem to be enough time to do it all in.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, why bother anyway? There's so much to do and the list keeps growing. Well, Joran, as long as you live, things will add to your list of things that need to be done. It's just the way it is. That's healthy.
And you also talked to yourself about what you've accomplished. You even said, I've gotten things done in the past months and years. Well, you know, if you're trying to tally up what you've done for years, you're going to clutter up your mental process.
Yeah. But you can go through life crossing off on your checklist of things that you need to do what you've gotten done, so you can think you've got something done. Or you can go through your life, see what's needed, and in that moment, just do it.
Uh-huh.
That way, things will get done effortlessly, and it won't be like this big deal. You know, everybody's got something to do. If I walk into the kitchen and there's a pan in the sink, usually I wash it. You know, sometimes I'm engaged in something else and I don't have the time in that moment. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't register and pull on me during the course of the day that there are things incomplete. So I do my best to do whatever needs to get done in a timely way rather than think that, it's a chore I don't want to do.
And at the same time, he's not talking to himself incessantly about the things he has yet to do or hasn't gotten done. We recognize that in any given day, there's a finite amount of activities you can do or things you can accomplish. But I find that if I'm actively engaged, rather than talking to myself about whether or not I'm doing it right or doing the...
Or whether or not she wants to. See... And you have, like most people, in there a governor that doesn't want to be told what to do.
Yep.
And it doesn't even want to be told what to do by you.
Oh, yes.
So you tell yourself, well, I need to run today. And then it'll say, but I don't want to. And you may overcome it, but as you're running, you may be stuck in that, well, I don't want to either. The game is to discover how to want to do what you're doing as you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, you have an inspiration that you want to go share yourself as a music teacher more, and you may not know how to do that yet, but if you allow yourself to be excited about or fully engaged in everything else, it's going to present itself, ideas of how you may do that, and then you'll be pre-poised to execute that rather than laying back and thinking about whether or not you want to.
Hey.
You mean like this, I get inspiration if I do something completely different, maybe. Then
yeah, you may get inspirations to do things completely different, but the main thing is if you relax and engage at the same time in doing exactly what you're doing when you're doing it, you won't be talking to yourself about whether or not you want to do whatever it is you come up with to support your business.
Hey, thank you for calling in today. We have to close the show down.
But we loved speaking with you. It was
really
great.
Really. Share the show with your friends.
And by the way, for all of you, if you enjoyed the show, you can help others find out about it by heading over to iTunes and leaving a rating and a review. Would really appreciate it. And people who are looking for what you have to offer and what we have to offer would really appreciate it too. So please feel free to do that. Also, share the show. Share it on Facebook. Next week's show is on re-examining prejudices. That should be fun.
Yeah.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.